So, you know, our job is to find out which part of the truth for us and not dictate whatever it is for somebody else. So what I also say in my articles, and I don't know if I did a good enough job in this particular one, find your own truth. Don't be paying any attention to Brad Cohen's truth. What I have found truth for me, and I also do feel led, if I'm able to use that term, which is kind of Christianese in its foundation, I feel led to share what goes on in me and be honest and be open about it. So, you know, I don't see the hypocrisy in me. I'm not denying there is, because it's just like I think all human beings lie. And it's just the nature of what we do in our not so good nature. So,
okay.
Again, what is the point?
What is the point? So you've responded fair enough, and you are inclusive. But your language and teaching is from the Christianity point of view.
Don't worry about it. I disagree with that.
Oh, okay, great. Why?
I'm not disagreeing. Some of my language is used in Christianity. Language is language. I'm not disagreeing with you that I sound like a Christian.
Okay.
Which is where the dichotomy is. How can I sound so much like a Christian and knock it? But I only knock it from one basis, and that basis is Christianity, by and large, says that its founder is Jesus. I say emphatically, I don't think Jesus had anything to do with founding Christianity as it is practiced today. Now, that's my point, always. But I don't think Islam is practiced today the way Muhammad felt that he was getting his message of truth. Hinduism, we don't have to worry about. There's so many branches and facets of Hinduism, not as many as Christianity, but, you know, it's the same thing. You know, who really was the founder? But the same thing with most any organized religion. So I'd have to get to the place of, okay, what's the difference between spirituality and religion? And I think basic to that is religion is the practice of all the rules that have come down through the ages from many facets of that religion and saying that this is the truth. And spirituality is going to the same source of that the founder of that religion was trying to share. And so that's all I'm trying to say about all religion. Okay. All religion has truth.
Okay. Fair enough.
If I sound like a Christian, I apologize. How many evangelical Christians do you feel that we still have that come to our website, or who will be listening to this? That's question one. My second question is one I've always thrown at you when I'm feeling a bit defensive, like I am right now. Is, okay, then why do you publish my stuff? Why do you, you know, support what I do and spend your own money and time promoting the website? Obviously, this wasn't for your own personal taste. Wasn't one you would have wanted to launch this new session of podcasts. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I wouldn't say that. And my own personal desires in that regard are somewhat overshadowed by my process, which is to ask, to pray and meditate and follow what guidance I get from Source. But I want to take you on a different direction. You've come to the point of your defensiveness where further conversation is almost not worthwhile. Further on down in the article, you make a statement. I wouldn't say it's strong, but you did underline it and bold it. So, in other words, you communicated to me at least, and of course, the communication will be followed through to the audience. That this is fairly important. And you talk about your focus on manifestations of spirit, infinite intelligence, and you use a number of other terms. But you make a statement, for that which is beyond our ability to fully comprehend. And while I don't want to go back onto this dead horse we've been kicking around for a while, that is somewhat of a Christian phrase. But my question to you is not about the Christianity focus. It's about why is this beyond our ability? Where does this belief come from? Why can't we comprehend the manifestations of spirit or infinite intelligence, whatever term you want to use? Why? Why is this roadblock in our culture, in your culture? Why do we have this roadblock? I don't necessarily believe that statement.
Well, why don't you correct it from your perspective? What difference does it make what I think? Your process is to always ask the question why,
or how.
My process is no squat.
Or
I don't mind
why or how
saying it. I'm sorry.
Well, my question is why or how? How does this work? How does this work? So which brings me to
what is the cause of me saying it, or because what you're doing to me now is you're refuting what I said. You're saying, no, wait a minute, this is untrue. You just don't happen to believe it, which is okay. I mean, you don't have to believe what I believe.
Right. So how do you arrive at that belief? How do you arrive at that belief? And is this belief of value to do you think this is of value?
Personal experience.
Beyond our ability.
Personal experience.
Okay. Do you think that there are some individuals out there who may develop or have the ability to comprehend? Or do you think that this is a catch-all? Is this a all-pervading belief?
Well, let's be clear. Comprehend what?
Well, spirit manifestations is the subject of the paragraph. So I'll read it back to you.
Yeah, please.
Some folks accuse me of being orientated exclusively to spiritual healing, healing power, and other manifestations of spirit or universe or infinite intelligence or whatever term you prefer for that which is beyond our ability to fully comprehend. So that statement to me is you're defining spirit, universe, infinite intelligence as something beyond our ability to comprehend. And that to me seems to be posing a belief or a roadblock that is supported by a belief. Why can't we fully comprehend it? Why not?
I don't know anybody that ever has fully comprehended. Let me tell you where I'm coming from then. With that, if I may.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Well, you're poking, dear Ryan.
Not too sore of a spot, is it?
No, to me it doesn't make any difference. I can remember a podcast, however, 3 years ago, I think it was, when you said, I'm a fighter.
Okay. Let's get on to the topic. Not Ryan and Brad. The ability to fully comprehend. Where does this belief come from? How do you how does it serve you? What's the purpose in that? Maybe I'm misunderstanding the statement, but you've got it bolded and underlined. So help me to get beyond that, because it looks to me like you've put a belief in front of me that is a roadblock, because I have a desire to comprehend.
It may be, and if so, I'll go back to something else that always grabs you. The wrong way. If it bothers you, tear it up, and I'll send you another article.
In other words, you can't answer the question?
No, look, here's the point. The point is, I don't know. I don't know anybody that knows. When every time somebody tries to put a formula, and what I was dealing with in that particular statement had to do with healing, and other spiritual manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
Some you can lay claim to understanding. Well, I'll come to a science you happen to love, and that's neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay.
And forever, I said, I'm sorry, it didn't work for me. I know too many people that it does work for, so I wouldn't begin to denigrate it, but it doesn't work for me the way I understood it at the time. Since then, something else has come about to make me understand, that's why it works. That's why neuro-linguistic programming works, okay? Now, we'll shove that to the side for a minute. Now, to get back to my statement is, I see so many things that neuro-linguistic programming fails. I see so many things where modern Western, I'm being facetious the way I'm saying this, modern Western medicine fails, and somebody has been declared terminal. You know, and somebody, because they think Brad Cullen is a healer, drags them to me and they get healed. I didn't know anything or what. I just knew, what now? What do I do about this? And I was given instructions to know what to do. And I told the person, and sometimes what I told the person is, you don't want to be healed. You know, and that would get into all kinds of interesting stuff, but that's what my instructions were. Now, I don't understand. Am I at a certain vibratory level? Yeah, I think so, because I don't understand else why. And I understand what, for me, got me to the point of breaking through. But and I know better than to tell people, well, unless you do this, I used to say, and I still agree with the statement to a large degree, I used to say I don't know anybody that walks the particular walk I walk that hasn't done a huge amount of fasting and praying in their life to have that breakthrough.
I've got to interrupt you here. I'm not quite sure how you're even remotely answering what my question is. So I must have asked it in an improper way or in a way that is not getting you to what I'm looking for.
I'm glad. Your fault. Good. Okay.
So the statement is, which is beyond our ability to fully comprehend? What makes it beyond our ability to fully comprehend? Why? This is a roadblock. You're putting this massive roadblock to, if science accepted what you said, and all humans accepted what we said, what you're saying, then perhaps there would be no forward study in metaphysics or physics or astronomy or, microsciences, biology, and so on. What's the point if it's beyond our ability to fully comprehend? Like, why bother? That's what I get from that statement.
Okay, and I was trying to give an example, and apparently my example did not even come close to, in your judgment, to answering. I think I got your question clearly. I'm trying to define what it is that I think is indecipherable by a human being. You used a bunch of different sciences, and saying that I'm putting up a roadblock for further understanding by not even trying to understand. That's what I'm taking from your statement. Am I missing it?
I think the beginning item on my list was metaphysics. So metaphysics to me means anything beyond physics. In other words, things that can be measured and quantified and so on and so forth. So, and your the main focus of your this paragraph is, in essence, beyond the physical. It's in spirit, universe, infinite intelligence. Why can't we fully comprehend that? Why can't we pursue comprehension of that? I know that you have many friends and acquaintances that actually do. As a matter of fact, I think you sent me a couple emails. You copied me in a gentleman that you frequently have brilliant exchanges with who, from my perspective, is really working hard to understand or comprehend what's going on so that he can pass on in a more practical or, what do you call it, intellectual fashion what it is that his spiritual growth is bringing towards him.
I don't see any difference between him and you. I think the two of you are extremely brilliant, and I think the two of you spend a lot of inordinate time trying to understand, and that's the issue. Trying to understand that which cannot be understood.
You put that roadblock in front of me again. Stop blocking me.
I do, because I still see you struggling with the same things I've seen you struggle with for 16 or 17 years, whatever it is. I'm not saying I don't struggle in the same way and over the same thing, but it's the way you're posing the question. And it's the issue over which you're posing. I'm simply saying there are those things which are beyond, okay, I'll put it personally, beyond my ability to understand fully with this third dimension. Good. I'm glad we're on this. Here's the key. We have a third dimension and a fourth dimension and all kinds of dimensions. Science has uncovered now that there are parallel universes, and that's pretty well accepted science by physicists and by those who are kind of agree with other physicists that this is truth. Okay, they still don't understand why. What they understand is what they understand, certain things that go on, but we try to expose these truths with third dimension language and third dimension math that they don't even use, because you can't use 2 + 2 = 4 in the fourth dimension always and come out with the same answer. And it's the same thing. We're trying to say, why is it indecipherable? Because we're trying to decipher it with a mechanism that won't work. That's what I'm saying. Now, am I right? I don't know I'm right. It doesn't make any difference. I've already admitted in print, I've admitted to you, and I've already admitted to whatever audience might still be listening to whatever you don't edit out of this recording, I don't know squat. I don't need to know squat. I don't have a lot of effort. I don't say, oh God, why did this happen? Or why does that happen? I just tune in and find out what to do now.